we move on to the second gun, tamas. Tamas, which is inactivity. Now, where does tamas come from, or what are the properties of tamas? Tamas is a lot to do with lethargy. It is it saps. It feels like our energy is sapped. We don't have much energy anymore. There is hardly any ambition left in that moment. Again, in the climate created by tamas, we don't see ambitions or give importance to ambitions because there's no fuel to it. The fuel that Rajas provides, probably right now, what is being fueled is lethargy by the tamas gun dominance. So ambitions are not very important in this moment. We want to just eat and sleep. So those are two common things that we keep doing in when tamas is dominant in the climatic conditions of tamas. We eat, we sleep, we don't do much. At the same time, you might justify our the need of rest to the body and so on, but those are still incomplete justifications seen from the perspective of tamas in that moment. So what are the qualities that tamas gives rise to? So the moments when you have doubted yourself, when you have had self-doubt and inaction created out of self-doubt, when you have not believed in the universe and the world around, when you have not trusted them, seen them through a particular perspective of the world is not good, nobody is going to help me, and so on. These are the moments when tamas has dominated, tamas has been dominant. The moments when you have felt inferiority complex, when you didn't feel that you could be your greatness, when you could take actions according to your potential, when you are blinded to the potential, when you are blinded to how the world supports us or can be with us, parts of the world can be with us and support us in what we want to do in our endeavors. These are the moments when tamas was dominant. Now, what does tamas give rise to? What does it give birth to? It is said to giving birth to the body, to physical objects, to body. So then, the observation again, in case of tamas, needs to be, how does it feel in tamas? How does lethargy feel? How does my perspective change towards objects and things around, towards myself? How do I see myself when I'm in climatic condition of tamas? What are the thoughts that come up? What are the emotions that come up? This entire observation around tamas will give a great clarity on how does it operate, the entire mechanism of tamas, and how it dominates us.